Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Three out of four times when I leave the house, I forget something. I've forgotten my phone, my wallet, my water, or my brain. Thankfully, when I've left the house in the morning, I've never yet forgotten to take Jonathan, my son, to preschool. I'm not sure what he would do by himself in the house, but the movie Home Alone comes to mind. Which is to say, he may be fine, but the house may need some serious work. One of a parent's worst nightmares is to literally lose a child in a crowd or leave one behind when you thought that they were with you all day. And the Bible is familiar with that plot. Mary and Joseph lost Jesus for a total of, count them, 3 days. When did they find him? On the third day. They misplaced the Messiah. But it turned out to be a defining moment for the preteen Savior of the world. They found the boy 3 days later in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening and asking questions. His purpose was tied to that temple and to those teachers of the law, and he was turning heads even at 12 years of age. We might find some law in this text. Have you ever lost Jesus? You ever forgot about him? Of course you have. I have too. Have you failed to pray to him and about him in the morning, at noon, at night? He's with you. Have you forgotten? Or have you shoved him away when you chose sin? And later you felt lost. The gospel today, therefore, is for you. He doesn't go away just because you forgot about him. You may have lost him, but he is never lost. He cannot, for he's God. You can always find Jesus in his temple, which is to say, you can always find God in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, and in his word of forgiveness and life. God is always there for you. You can never lose God if you know where he is, in his Father's house. Even when you can't find him in your own heart or your soul or your mind, when you can't find him there, you can always find Jesus here, can't you? In his word, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, all those places where he said, "Here I am, this is my body. I am with you. You're united to me in my death and your resurrection are all united in baptism. There I am for you." We should marvel how Jesus at 12 amazed and astonished people with his wisdom, as we heard in today's text. The teachers in Jerusalem amazed at his teaching. His parents astonished at his understanding. They didn't teach him these things. When people read of the wisdom of Jesus, reactions vary. From apathy, to agnosticism, to amazement and astonishment. Some have their mind made up beforehand. Their eyes even hit the page. They already know that Jesus really isn't God and all this is just made up. It's just a bunch of hocus pocus. Others are open to hearing, pondering, even being amazed and astonished at the wisdom, and then believing. We also marvel at Jesus' first words recorded in the Gospel of Luke. He said, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I have to be about my Father's business, to be in my Father's house?" Mary and Joseph were frantic, searching for him, a lost child. Yet Jesus was with his Father all along. They were scared. They did not understand his words. He was calm, like the parent who had it all together After all, He and the Father are one. Question is, do we understand His words today? His parents didn't understand it when He says, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I was supposed to be about my Father's house?" They didn't understand. Do you understand? Again, Jesus is never lost. He's always with the Father because, as He says, "I and the Father are one." Jesus' business is His Father's business. His place is in the temple, amazing and astonishing, for this is God in the flesh on earth. Later, when they returned to Nazareth, Jesus was submissive to His parents. This shows us that He, God in the flesh, God who is above the law, subjects Himself to the law in order that the law might be fulfilled for us. We often break the fourth commandment, which is, honor your father and your mother. Jesus broke nothing by being in His Father's house. He was being submissive and obedient to His Father. And He was also submissive to His earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. He was fulfilling the commandment perfectly. He even says so in the text. He was submissive to His parents. God in the flesh, subject to the law in which He created. Why? He does it for you. He shows Himself, the giving of His own Son, as the one who fulfills the law, even for fourth commandment breakers like you and me. We who didn't honor our parents, didn't always listen to their advice and said, I know better, I'm going to do my own thing, I didn't want to clean my room, whatever. We see in Jesus a picture of fulfillment of the law, and that's the gift of Christmas for you. The law has been fulfilled. You have it in Jesus. You have it in your baptism. You have it in the Lordship. You have it in His word of forgiveness. The law is fulfilled. At Christmas time, we always hear how after the shepherds came to see Jesus, having been directed to the place where He lay by the angel, it says, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. We hear the same words today in our text. Some 12 years later, by the same Mary, the mother of the 12-year-old Messiah. Maybe that too is a message to us. Never let the truth of the treasure of Christmas die. Today is, after all, only the 11th day of Christmas. Keep the spirit of Christmas alive in your hearts, in your families. Maybe keep that Christmas tree out for a few more days next year. Celebrate the truth, the love of Christmas that goes on beyond just a day, just an evening, a season, 12 days. Or maybe every Sunday or every day when you remember your baptism, God here for you, the fulfillment of the law, the redemption of humankind, God with you, Emmanuel. Imagine what that means. Come this week on Wednesday and we'll celebrate the Gentile Christmas, Epiphany. Christmas goes on and on. We'll see the revealing of God on earth in His Word. But above all, every day, remember the truth of Christmas. God was in Jesus reconciling sinners to Himself. And the favor of God was upon Him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.